What's the show called?
The pleasure is ours.
I think I know how we're kicking it off. You already know.
The pleasure.
The pleasure is ours. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, but mostly ladies and fully grown adults, welcome to The pleasure is ours.
It's our pleasure. Oh my God.
Oh my God. Brought to you by what, Blake? Who's our sponsor?
Trojan, my man.
Trojan condoms.
America's number one selling condom.
Absolutely.
Yep, number one condom brand.
You better believe
it. Trusted for over 100 years. Get it right.
Guys, what a ride it's been. The pleasure has been ours, and I hope it's been all the listeners as well. This has been a hot, steamy little pod.
I wonder how many people...
jerk off to the pod?
Masturbated. You knew where I was going with it. Masturbated to the podcast. Because admittedly, this is important. Obviously, we're very cool and sexy there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But we've been very sexy.
Oh my God.
Very sexual.
Oh. I love the idea of the person who's masturbating to the show, like right now, mid-stroke, just going,
they're talking to me.
Wait. Or do they go like double time?
Oh, yeah.
Are they like,
I'm talking to you, Derek.
This is my moment.
How crazy it would be if his name was Derek. He's mid-stroke. He stops. He's like, he throws his headphones across the room.
Shout out to Derek, man.
Stroke down Derek.
We're fans.
Quick question. You ever beat off into a condom?
Oh, like practice? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think before I had sex in a condom, I was like, I got to put one of these things on.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to give it a go. See if you can strap it on.
And then now that it was on, I was like, well, now that it's out.
Now I don't want to live without it.
Can't waste it.
I want it on all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I took it off and then I started blowing air into it to kind of inflate it just to see if there's any kind of holes or leaks. And guess what? With Trojan? Never was.
That's because it's been tested and it's trusted for over 100 years, buddy.
Yeah.
You're not going to find any holes in those condoms, baby.
No.
Well, that being said, like, don't just keep it in your, don't just keep it in your wallet for like 100 years. You know,
sure,
respect the latex.
The born-on date on there?
You have to respect it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But that being said, it's not coming out of the factory with any holes. If there's a hole, that's your doing. Yeah.
And you know what? They've taken their time for 100 years, and which is a beautiful segue to our topic of the day.
Oh, sure.
The saying is slow and steady wins the race. You don't just jump into the condom game
and
take over with your lack of experience. There's no trust there.
Yeah,
who are you?
Exactly.
Why am I putting you on my dick?
Slow and steady, that's a pretty good... I feel for the most part that does win the race.
Mm-hmm.
Like just being consistently doing the right things
right, over
and over, that'll breed success.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There are a few X factors to this. What is the race? Is it a sprint? Because if it's a sprint and you're trying to slow and steady it, I don't know if you're going to win the race.
When the race.
Yeah, but if your mind is slow and steady, like I'm sure Usain Bolt, like when he's in that sprint and he's coming out of the gate in every stride, I guarantee you in his mind, everything is slowed down.
Okay. Straight matrix.
Did you see that video? I'm sure you guys have. It was like of the sprinter. I don't know my sprinter, so I don't know the guy's name.
Okay.
But it was like locked off just on
Carson Warholm.
Is this right?
Yes, that's it.
I mean,
I don't know. Go ahead.
If anyone were to know, it's probably Durs, but it's just like locked off on this guy's, and he's a hurdler, and it's just like locked on his eyes.
Yeah.
And you could just tell, like, his face is not doing anything. He's
right.
Not like grimacing or smiling. Like, usually when I run, it looks.
It's ugly.
So painful.
Yeah.
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 Like, a lot is happening in my brain. It's just like, come on, buddy, you could do this. And then also, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, yeah. It's a painful experience.
But I feel for that track star, slow and steady for him is lightning fast.
He's a runner. He's a track star.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Because, I mean, if you were really thinking about it, it's like kind of fast and steady would win the race, right? That's what the saying should be. Because if you can—
Fast and steady?
Yeah, if you can be fast and steady at the same time, you're going to win every race you enter.
Well, let's say it's just if it's working out, okay?
Okay. Throwing some weights around, getting your pump on.
Slow and steady.
You're saying exercising?
Exercising. Like okay, physically yeah. working out, like mm-hmm. you're exercising. Sure. Slow and steady. Yeah, to me that just means you're doing it every day. You're mm-hmm. you're steady with it. You're not just going big on one day sure. and then falling down the mountaintop for right. the other 6 days.
Sure.
You know, yes. you're not working out 9 hours a day one day and then not at all the rest of the week.
You're not going to show up on the first day and do like a crazy max deadlift. You're going to want to get in there. You're going to warm up a little bit. If the other guy gets in there and does it first, he's going to throw his damn back out.
Exactly. You'll be the last man standing. That's what it's all about.
You want to start that first day, kind of remind your back, hey, we're going to be using you. You're going to be put to work now. And then a couple days later, you put on a little more weight. And then that Friday, give it hell. Slow and steady.
Look at you go. God damn.
Crank it up.
I want to be in your little workout regiment.
Come on over.
Well, I worked out with Blake the other day. The guy couldn't walk because I was too, I don't know, aggressive. Maybe I wasn't slow and steady enough.
I know. Blake. Well, you know, I'm more of a runner. So like this saying applies to me. You're more of like you lift with your legs. I like to use them and apply them and run laps and go long marathon-ish runs.
You go on marathon-ish runs?
It's not quite a marathon. It's marathon-ish.
I like to utilize my legs muscles for movements that
yeah.
propel forward-ish.
I mean, I also ride a bike like 15 to 20 miles damn near every day. So it's not like I don't use my... You know what? Fuck you, Blake.
Yeah, you guys are going at it.
I didn't start it, dude. This guy came out saying he was fucking dusting me. If you want to, I'm just saying, if I would start that regimen, I'm going to get there with you, brother. But you inspire me, brother.
I believe, I absolutely believe that you would. Yeah. And admittedly, whenever you do someone else's workout, they're obviously going to be a little better because they've been slow and steady with the race. But if we're talking sexually,
yeah, let's talk about the bedroom. The pleasure.
Pleasure is ours. If we're talking about the pleasure, slow and steady sometimes doesn't win the race.
This is coming from the human jackhammer.
Yeah.
From Adam Devine, the human jackhammer. Adam, the jackhammer Devine.
Yeah, this dude, this Captain Blazehard over here. This guy really goes at it.
Well, I've been told like, sometimes it's just you're going too long.
Oh, wow.
I've been told repeatedly.
Go off.
You're going too long. The words too long have never been said to me.
That is not in my dictionary, in bedroom well, I'm, dictionary.
I don't really have an issue with premature ejac. That's not my main issue.
For sure.
Sometimes I go too long and she's like, you know, wrap it the fuck up, buddy.
Yeah. Sure.
Stop.
So for her, so then it's like slow and steady. That's not winning the race.
Yeah.
She wants more of a dead sprint, and then we get there.
Right.
Yeah, I feel like this is more advice for like a rookie because sometimes you come out and you think you just need to, but you there's an art to it. It's a dance. It's a real dance. It's a tango.
So, a dancing tango wins the race? Maybe.
That could be. A little two-step.
Life's a dance.
A little one-two-step. The Macarena wins the race, baby.
That's pretty good.
This is for the noobs. This isn't for the sage old vets that we are.
Yeah, well, I mean, I feel like the longer you're in the game, the longer you're like throwing your hat in the race. It's like, yeah, you realize like you need to pace yourself. Like it's a young man's thing to come out and just be like, I got to just sprint to get to the end. But it's a marathon, baby. Hey,
also enjoy yourself. But like I said, if we're talking sexually.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always am, by the way.
I know you are. You won't shut up about... I mean, I worked out with you like a week ago. I get it. It's all sex.
Hey, Blake, how loud is Adam in the gym?
He grunts. Yeah. He's way louder when he fucks. And I was his roommate, and I lived a wall away. So, yeah, I know. Mm-hmm.
But Adam, weren't you just bench pressing women in your room?
Yeah, well, it's just a workout in there.
Right.
Yeah.
The pleasure is ours.
Well, so guys, we kind of jumped right into sex as far as the slow and steady wins the race. But what about when you are, when you're courting a woman or a man, when you're courting, the courting process? How do you play it?
It's a delicate balance.
Too slow and too steady, that won't win the race. Then you're going to be friend zoned, and you won't, you know, you're not going to end up dating this person that you really like. I mean, you like them as a friend, but it seems like you like them as more, and she's not going to reciprocate that.
You like them.
If you have stayed in the friend zone for too long.
Yeah, because the whole thing is like when you are kind of vibing with the person, you want to play it cool, because if you come out too hot, like out the gate, then you're going to come off a little desperate. And then they're like, what's up with this person? Is this a clingy person? That. Is this, this person doesn't have a life of their own? So yeah, it really is a delicate balance, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Yeah. Slow and low. That is the tempo.
Yeah, you want to play a little cool, you know? Yeah. And also, slow and steady does win a race if you are playing it a little cool, right? Because you don't want to come out and just be like,
I love you.
Oh, I love you. I have my children.
But have you ever tried that?
I have. Without
and
a doubt, I
work.
Have.
It didn't work.
No, absolutely. It did
hey, can
not
I
work.
Buy you a drink? I love you and want to have your children. So the least I could do is get you a scotch on the rocks.
But it's kind of also about like not panicking, because there are times when like there's maybe a lady or a guy you're interested in that they're just not ready to be in that relationship. You know what I mean? And so if you hang around, eventually that and you stay in, you know, texting, checking in on them or whatever, maybe eventually it will turn that corner and you will enter a relationship.
Or not.
Yeah. Well, I feel
I don't know if you're like made like an altar to her and you're like burning candles like I must have her, like maybe move on.
Well, yeah, definitely don't be a psychopath. But
hey, if it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. Sometimes fate needs to step in as well.
That's true, Blake. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen. I think maybe that's what it should be. Not slow and steady wins the race. If it's gonna happen, it's gonna happen.
Yeah, but you have to shoot your shot, man. Like you, slow and steady that can be a good theory, but you have to shoot your shot. You can't just be there in the cut watching all these other guys make moves.
Okay, so here's the thing though, because it's put in this perspective of a race. So if you put it in a race, are we talking about like the day you die? Because like if you're slow and steady with this person who you want to have a relationship and you finally get her on your deathbed, did you win the race? Like, oh yeah, man.
You lost the race.
If you got a Trojan condom in your pocket,
that's beautiful,
you won the
man.
Race.
That's just really beautiful to me.
It's beautiful. But to bring it back to sexually.
Bring it back, baby.
Slow and steady, like I said earlier, sometimes doesn't win the race. Sometimes you got it has to be a little more
Just say jackhammer. Just say jackhammer.
Sometimes you gotta jackhammer away.
You need to be like the Slipknot drummer, two bass pedals, fucking going after.
Sometimes
it.
You gotta blast off to the moon. And I think that maybe is a better phrase. Slow and steady does win the race sometimes.
We're talking about as guys right now.
Yeah, we're talking at guys. Yeah. We really need a female perspective for this.
I don't know if we can speak for women, but like, should women go slow and steady? Does that win their race, or should they jackhammer?
Or do they want to blast? I feel like a lot of women would like to be blasted off to the moon.
I know, but that's such a guy thing to say. Like, truly, has any girl brought you aside and been like, hey, man, could you just blast me a little harder next time?
Be honest. Has anyone ever said that? Be honest.
Has anyone ever said harder? Yeah. No, do you mean?
No, I'm just saying.
I mean,
like,
they're not saying cool terminology like blast off to the moon. They're not saying like dope ass shit like that, but they're not all, they're not comedians. I'm not having sex with a lot of female comics saying really funny stuff.
I just feel like, yeah, if we're like tying this little saying into the bedroom, this is a two person conversation. Like, it's all about communication. So, like, communication wins the race. Like, if you're trying to get
now
to that finish
talking.
Line, if you're trying to get to that finish line, like, we need to talk about what makes you get there.
Communication wins the race if you're trying to blast off to the moon.
Just have a good pit crew, baby.
Right.
So that pit crew, that has nothing to do with...
It's a race.
Blasting off...
It's NASCAR. Yeah, but,
that's, what are you talking about? That's a drill. He's drilling them, homie.
Well, I was trying to say blasting off to the moon, that you would need... That's not... You're not taking a wheel off of if you're blasting.
Okay.
Right. True. Okay, well...
So you want to take it to the space race? You want to talk about the space race?
Obviously, we're in the space race. We're trying to send send your partner to the moon.
They use drills on those things, though.
I guess they would use drills, right?
They have drills, for sure. Yeah.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So, Blake, I take it back. That was the right noise to use.
You know, like, that's how they close the hatch, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, you got to bolt it shut? Yeah, mm-hmm. Or else the door might fly off and we lost Shatner.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck,
did he go yet?
To space? No, I don't. Yeah. I don't know. I actually don't know.
I thought he did, because he was, like, in the... I don't know. You know what? I don't care.
Well, the photo I saw of him, our manager is in the chat saying, yes, he did. He did go. Because I saw a photo of him, and I'm like, he's looking really red.
He's looked red for a while.
Shatner?
Like, Shatner's looking like he's about to pop.
You know how old he is, though?
I was like, maybe he's blasted off to the moon already.
Do you know how old he is?
If I had to guess, 76.
69.
He's like, I think he's almost 90.
Oh, my God, dude.
I think so.
No way.
You can't go to space when you're 90.
Well, he did, and he blasted off to the moon. And so guess what? Slow and Steady didn't win that race. Blasting off to the moon did.
He's 90.
Oh, my God. Well, good for him. He's looking great for 90.
He looks amazing.
Well, if you told me that he just eats steak five times a day and he's 58 years old, I would be like, yeah, that's what you would look like.
If I told you... What?
that Shatner ate steak five times
a
day.
He's just a true carnivore.
Yeah, and that's what he looked like. I'd be like, yeah, he's a guy that like is not taking care of himself. But for 90, he's looking
unreal.
Fantastic.
Okay, yeah. Okay, but look at it this way. To bring it back to Slow and Steady Wins the Race, this is a dude who was in Star Trek, right? Like, he's playing around in space. Like, I'm amongst the stars.
Right.
He turned 90 years old, and he finally actually left Earth and went into space. He did it for the long run.
You're going to skip past, like, TJ Hooker, and didn't he get, like, Emmy, like, as a lawyer?
I know, but I'm just saying, this dude was, he's all in on Star Trek, right? Like, he's
obviously
all in, dude. Like, William Shatner claims it hard. So, to finally get to go to space, like...
That is the definition of slow and steady winning the race. But in order to do that,
five steaks a day.
In order to do that,
you
had to blast off to the moon.
Right.
It's five steaks a day wins the race, and then you can blast off.
All right. Hey, Anders, I want you to respect William Shatner. That was rude, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, what's crazy is... Trojan Condoms is only 10 years older than William Shatner.
Damn,
that is
dude.
Crazy.
Do you think he was on the... No, because he would have been 10.
Did I save it?
That was. Dang, I wonder if he was in the testing squad.
Do you think... So they've been testing them for 100 years. Do you think that the product had come out? How long do you think they... Well, I'm sure they tested it as much as they needed to before the product hit the shelves.
Well,
and
I feel like...
been on the shelves
ever since. Because they want to test it on young viral men.
Viral?
Viral.
With viruses?
No, viral.
For sure. They probably are testing it on infected people and seeing the transfer.
On viral and viral men. Some young sexual go-hards. So probably, I wonder if William Shatner, I mean, he's been in Hollywood a very long time. Maybe he was on that first wave of hey, let's give these guys some condoms. Let's see if latex on wieners is a good move. And maybe it's possible that Billy Shatner was in that first batch.
Dude, live long and prosper,
hey,
dude. He got it.
Let's give some flowers to Billy Shatner, a man who I thought was a guy who's about to die of a heart attack at 58 years old. Turns out he's 90 years old, and he's making me realize that my slow and steady winning the race of eating steak almost every day of my life might be a great way to live, because I could end up being 90 and going to outer space.
Absolutely, dude. Keep eating those steaks and you're gonna make it to the finish line.
And I might blast off to the moon.
Mm.
So slow and steady, wins the race mm-hmm. if you're new to the race, if you're mm-hmm. new to the game. Mm-hmm. That's a good way to go about it at first. But then as you are become a veteran of whatever game that this race is, mm-hmm. It's time for you to blast off to the moon.
Yeah.
You're obsessed with race.
when you're about to retire.
With winning the race.
When the game you're about to retire from, it's coming and you see it, you got to be like, yo, it's time to blast beat this thing and blast off.
To the moon.
So you're saying at your retirement of the race, after years of being slow and steady,
put it all in and die on the field. Die on the track.
And blast off to the moon.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, hey, guys, the pleasure was mine. What a season.
This was the last, this was the very last episode of this season of The Pleasure Is Ours. And I would like to say that it was, guys.
It
the pleasure
really
was ours. I had a great time doing this podcast with you. Zoom handshake to my very good friends.
Zoom handshake.
And thank you all for listening. And please tune in to our other podcast, This is Important. But for now, the pleasure was ours.
It was.
Oh.